It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, August 19th. I'm Patricia Naft. The City of Montrose is going to create its own regional dispatch center with an estimated price tag of $1.8 million. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The decision comes after months of back and forth between the city and county over costs and management of the Montrose County Dispatch Center. In a letter, the city tells Montrose County Sheriff Rick Dunlap that despite efforts to reach an agreement, the city wants its own facility. Tom Chin is the chief of police for the city of Montrose.
We met several times about forming an autonomous board and making a board of directors, and we were unable to convince the county that what we were talking about was the right way to go.
Sheriff Dunlap's office runs the Regional Dispatch Center. He says he isn't surprised Montrose is going to start its own.
It's obvious that this was the intent all along because we have been over backwards to try and work with the city.
Dunlap says that he thought the county and city had come to a compromise after a meeting in July.
All five of us walked out of that meeting with a good feeling about it. It was something that everybody could accept and work with. It gave the city some of what they wanted, and that was some authority in the dispatch center. It gives all the users some authority in the dispatch center, but it does not give authority to hire and fire, because all of the dispatchers and the people that work in there are Montrose County employees.
The city's letter gives the county an 18-month notice. However, Dunlap says Montrose needs to be ready sooner than that.
Well, they've got 1 year, and the county attorney is preparing a letter to them notifying them that 1 year from today's date that we will no longer provide dispatch services for them.
I asked Chin if the city's new dispatch center will be operational in a year.
We certainly hope so.
For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
Wildlife officials are searching for a bear they say is responsible for breaking into at least 20 homes in Mountain Village. Renzo Del Piccolo is with Colorado Parks and Wildlife in Montrose.
Those are pretty much unique homes. Doesn't tend to go back. I think there's only been one or two where he's gone back to the same home or tried to, but he keeps moving around.
Renzo says CPW is seeing a lot of bear activity this summer across the western slope.
Which kind of keeps us scratching our heads because there's so much food available to the bears this year with all the rains that we had, and we didn't have a late frost, so we were actually anticipating a pretty darn good year, but it hasn't turned out that way at all.
Earlier this month, wildlife officials killed two bears in Ouray for breaking into homes.
They are starting to go into what we call hyperphagia, which is when they start to really trying to put on the calories, even eating up to 23 hours a day sometimes. So they'll be voracious in trying to put on those calories. So very, very important that people take care not to allow them to get any human food sources.
Several school superintendents came to the state capitol on Monday to talk about the challenges of preparing young children for kindergarten. Benta Berkland has more.
Superintendents say a lack of building and classroom space, along with funding, means a lot of families who want their children in preschool don't have any options. Private preschools are limited and too expensive for many children, and the state program doesn't have enough slots. Tom Boesberg is the superintendent of Denver Public Schools. He says investing more money into early childhood education would pay off across Colorado.
If we look, for example, at our kids entering in kindergarten at our more affluent schools, they're on average a year or two ahead in kindergarten of our students entering our highest poverty schools. And that gap over time doesn't shrink.
A bipartisan Early Childhood and School Readiness Commission is studying the issue and will possibly craft legislation for next session. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Telluride Mushroom Festival took place last weekend. KVNF's Jake Ryan was there and brings us this report.
Up in the cool air of the San Juans, the Telluride Mushroom Festival is already in its third day. This is the 35th annual Mushroom Festival here. It was facilitated from the very beginning by San Miguel County Commissioner Art Goodtimes, or as many know him at this event, Shroompa.
I loved mushrooms. I found them in California, became a member of the Mycological Society. When I came out here to Colorado in the 1980s, I was a director of the Arts Council, and I got a message from this doctor from Denver saying they wanted to have a conference here on mushrooms, and is there anyone that could help them? And I said, you found them!
He says that when the festival started, It was originally a conference on toxicity, but because of the openness of the subject and the acceptance in Telluride, other aspects came to the forefront.
They were really interested in all of the aspects, including the hallucinogenic, or as we say, entheogenic, what takes you to God. So it's a very powerful event that this has been going on for 35 years, and we've been talking about not only mushrooms, but all kinds of entheogens. Dr. Andrew Weil was talking about MDMA as a therapeutic tool before it was outlawed. He was turned us on to toad venom and before it was even known. So we've been discussing entheogens as part of the Mushroom Festival, where we also hunt mushrooms, for 35 years. So it's been sort of a clandestine and hallucinogenic conference that some people know about, but not everybody, you know. There are lots of conferences that talk about edibility, talk about, you know, even there are even conferences on remediation and medicinals, but there has been really no conference on entheogens. The Telluride Mushroom Festival has filled that void.
That sentiment can be seen at the festival just by talking to the people there.
I came to Telluride all the way from Mendocino, California for this mushroom festival.
I'm Buddy Nelms from Columbus, Georgia.
My name's Fletcher. We live very far away in Vermont.
My name is Casual Claus. I've come down on a little break from the North Pole to enjoy the Telluride Mushroom Festival.
We came from outer space and we heard they were having a mushroom festival.
Many of the people there might just appreciate a chance to let loose and let their freak flag fly, but psychedelic mushrooms are definitely a focus. A few of the presentations discussed psilocybin mushrooms. Researchers from Johns Hopkins talked about the recent studies they've done and how academic culture is again looking at hallucinogenics. There's a documentary there about Timothy Leary. Overall, though, those presentations were dwarfed by the number of discussions in labs about foraging mushrooms, selling mushrooms, cooking, and all the possibilities of mushrooms filtering toxins out of the soil. For most of the people there, like Juanita and Amanita, the two ladies from outer space, it had nothing to do with drugs.
We eat mushrooms. We don't do mushrooms. We eat mushrooms.
They're beautiful. They're fun to hunt. It's a nice thing to do in the woods. It's just a lovely hobby.
The event wrapped up with a costume parade up and down the main street, and with everyone shouting, "We love mushrooms." For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Stay tuned for Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.